first public hearing is subdivision 2012-3, Harbor Homes LLC, care of David Green.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, by dividing 7.98 acres into three lots located west of Road 290, also known as Cool Spring Road, 3,550 feet north of Road 280, also known as Stokely Road, and being identified as tax map ID number 234-5-38. Gentlemen, I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments. This is a minor subdivision along public roads.
Mr. Chairman, we'd received a letter of no objection from DelDOT. They indicated that lot one will have a single access from County Road 290, and lots two and three shall have a combined access from Road 290. I provided each of you a copy of the preliminary plan. On June 19th, we received a letter from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The project is not located in a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. The site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. Reference that on-site septic systems are proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment will be required. The proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County currently plans to provide sewer service, and a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by John Ashman, the director. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, come on up and give us your name. And
David Green, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. Green. You've heard what our director and assistant director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
Not a whole lot more than what's already been stated. I have gone as far as having the individual site evaluations done for the lots, and they have come back favorable. Looks like full depth LPPs across the board.
Okay.
Just gonna, if this goes through, record just basic deed restrictions, trying to maintain the continuity of what's already in that area. 1,600 square foot minimum single family homes. And based on the soil studies that I have, I should have no issues maintaining setbacks based on the current county regulations.
Okay. Did the, in fact, I could ask Mr. Abbott, did we have copies of those, of the septic feasibility?
We don't. We usually don't require them.
I know, but I was just wondering if we had them. If we didn't. But you're saying that you have in fact received.
Yes, sir. Okay. And they were actually approved by DENRAC.
Right. We don't have to have them at this stage, but I'm just wondering.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yeah, right. they actually went through Monday through DENRAC. I just haven't received copies on those as of yet.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
I do not have any questions. I understand the application.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Green. Insofar as there's a combined access that would be required for lots two and three, will you have some type of agreement that the purchasers of those lots will recognize that combined access and possibly have a maintenance agreement as to if that needs to be?
Yes, sir. If it's determined by my attorney that is needed, I will definitely do that. I've been down that road before, unfortunately, no pun intended, and with a shared access or combined right of way, and have had some problems over the year. Not ones that I've created, but ones that I've bought into. And so if that's something that he deems that we do in on the front side of this, yes, most definitely.
So your statement is you will look into that.
Yes, sir. Yes.
If that's necessary. All right. Thank you. And you have the septic. Any other? Were there any other comments from DelDOT when your application
No, nothing at this time. I mean, we actually haven't physically gone for the actual entrance permits per se, other than just the letter of no objection. But typically when I do this stuff, I'll take it all the way through where I'll actually put the entrances in. That way that will alleviate some of the problems down the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there when you had this laid out, was there any environmental studies or anything done to determine if there were any freshwater wetlands on this approximate 8 acres?
I'm not sure how in-depth. I used Leif Erickson with Atlantic Resource, and he did a full reconnaissance of all the soils, conditions, wetland, existence of wetlands, and nothing unusual came back.
Mm-hmm. Was his report made a copy of the file?
I don't believe so, but I can provide that. Not at this current time, but I can provide the... It's basically just the soil reconnaissance is what he prepared mm-hmm. for me.
Which was dealing with the septic.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Mr. Ross.
I understand the application, Mr. Chairman.
Thank All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
Just one for either Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lang. Is this one that, because it's three lots and it's the way it's configured, is it suitable for preliminary and final?
Yes, he's it. They've exceeded the buy rate, number of buy rate lots that are permitted.
Okay. Subject to receipt of
all other
DLDOT approval and okay. septic evaluation, copies of the septic evaluation, but you said they had approval of already.
Anyway. Yeah, but I thought if it's, do we need those or not, I guess, just because I've heard on the strip lots that we typically don't.
Usually on the strip lots, we don't require the septic.
Well, you said they already had it, that's why I said yeah. make it okay. part of the record, that's all.
Okay. That's all the questions okay. I had. Thanks.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right, Mr. Green, if you would just take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest sure. in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2012-3, Harbor Homes, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2012-3? Anyone on the commission have any questions? All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the next hour or so with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.